let's move on. Christmas Day is just a week away. Many of us will be looking forward to spending time with our loved ones. But what do you do if you have no one? For these people, Christmas can be a dreadfully lonely time of the year. That's why one organisation in County Down is trying to make a difference for those facing Christmas alone. Ray Cunningham is from Pips Newcastle, is with us this morning. Morning to you, Ray.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What are you doing for people this year? Nice to talk to you.
Nice. Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed your last discussion. So this year's our second annual Christmas Day dinner. We hold on Christmas Day in Castle Allen, County Down. We came up with the idea last year around a June time, I suppose, when a couple of us got together, and I suppose an idea just sparked. A couple of families that had actually been providing dinner for local families within the area, and sort of just thought how many other people throughout our own community and further afield that would actually be on their own on Christmas Day, let alone every other day of the year. And when we started to knock the idea about, it really gathered momentum within a very short space of time. A lot of people got involved in it. And the end result on the day, we had over 100 people dining, people throughout Northern Ireland. And it was just really kicked off in style. So this year will be our second year, and we felt that we had to do it, or our responsibility was to go for round two, I suppose.
And you said last year was the single best day of your life. Why?
A lot of people would have come and spoke to me, and obviously many others, and said about it's a big sacrifice to give up your Christmas Day. Anyone that's involved in it last year and is involved in this year does not look at it that way. There's so much. When you the reward that I got myself personally from leaving there last year, we had walked out the door at 4:05, and went on about and did my whole family routine, I suppose. But the reward that I got, the self worth that I had for myself, because I played a small part in bringing so much joy to so many people, was just completely overwhelming.
Some of these people hadn't eaten in days.
Some of these people, one guy in particular, hadn't ate in 3 days, which is shocking. And we obviously tried to send him home as much food as possibly could. One woman actually just bumped into one of our volunteers yesterday, and she, for the first time, I heard this wee small story. She told me that come to the end of the meal, there was one of the gentlemen that were eating, asked our volunteers could eat more turkey. And she went back up. She said, "No problem, let me see what I can do for you." She went back up to her chef and asked the chef, could I get some more turkey? And the chef had cleaned up, but they packaged individual meals to send home with people. She went back down and gave the container to the gentleman. He says, "That is fantastic. At least I'll know that I will have something to eat tomorrow." You know, it's really, really shocking.
It's humbling as well, isn't it? Because lots of us take eating, you know, food and having food in the cupboard for granted.
Exactly, you know, and like even there was one woman as well that has been alone for 7 years, every Christmas on her own. Last year, my late father, he passed away a couple of months ago. He drove one of the buses, along with another couple of volunteers, and we couldn't give people within our own area. We were doing collections, and we couldn't give people an exact time which would we be at their door to lift them. But there was, let's say, we were saying it's going to be between 10:00 and 11:00, and the following 16 people collect on the bus. Every single person that he had to collect was standing outside their house waiting on them, because it had nowhere else to be, no one else to be with. And say from that hour they were waiting on him, you know, which is really moving. I have myself personally have been very, very, very blessed that I'm 31, but I have had 30 amazing Christmas days experiences with my parents, and went to extreme efforts every single year. But I know firsthand that there's tens of thousands of people throughout Northern Ireland, men, women and children, have never even experienced one. You know, never experienced one. So for me to give up one, along with our group of volunteers, is nothing. There's nothing but saying I'm getting so much more out of it. and there's no, I don't walk away with a Xbox, or I don't walk away with whatever, you know. I just walk away with so much pride within myself that I played a part on this special day.
It's a very important story, a very important thought that you're putting in their minds this morning, Ryan. Thank you very much for doing so, sir. Nice to talk to you.